Expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Speaking of sanctuary cities, the big sanctuary city here in Colorado, Denver, this was 2 days ago. Denver says it is not laying off employees while also admitting some workers may have their hours cut to zero. Boy, not laying off employees, but some employees will have their hours cut to zero. The city of Denver is trying to avoid the word layoff when it comes to impending budget cuts. Instead, they're telling some hourly on-call employees they may have their hours reduced to zero. The reduction of hours of operation and programs will affect a number of hours worked by many on call, some to the point where they may not receive any hours. Statement by the Denver Parks and Recreation Director, Jolyn Clark. The final decisions on hours for any individual position have not been made yet. No, they already know. They know who's going to get their hours cut. They're not calling it layoffs, but it definitely sounds that some people may not have jobs any longer. Denver Parks told Nine News, everyone from front desk workers to coaches to lifeguards are all considered on-call employees and could be impacted by these cuts. The number of hours on on-call and on-call worker can vary from individual to individual. My department is working to cut $4.3 million to help the city pay for the migrant crisis, Mike Johnson said Monday. It hasn't been decided which jobs will have their hours cut or how much. Because of a migrant crisis, well, it's a sanctuary city. We have not made any final decisions on cuts other than the ones that we announced already, Johnson said. All of our departments, all of our agencies are going to have to find a way to prioritize. Johnson announced earlier that in the month that the city would cut budgets, he wanted hourly employees who would lose some work. Now they could lose all their work. The initial round of announced budget cuts impacted the Denver Motor Vehicle and Parks and Fire and Rec Department, cutting an estimated $5 million from their budgets. What's going to happen in Greeley and Fort Collins? Boulder, you can forget about Boulder. Boulder's not going to have any problems. City Council there will not allow it. These direct impacts on the DMV do not involve layoffs, nor do Parks and Rec involve layoffs of our current employees. Employees who have had their hours reduced to the point where they aren't earning enough money are still allowed to apply for unemployment benefits the same way as if they were laid off. The mayor also hinted on Monday the city will be reducing services offered to newly arriving migrants this week, although he didn't offer specifics. Johnson said that the city is $100 million short on its budget because of the money migrants arriving in Colorado have cost the city. Well, then with all these budget cuts, $180 million, Denver is moving forward with purchasing more than $100 in real estate for migrants. On Tuesday, yesterday, the Denver City Council pushed forward on a plan to buy buildings for more than $100 million. I want to acknowledge that we recognize there's a $180 million budget reduction of the city, and we are considering that we're all working together to try to figure out how to address the problem. The former Embassy Suite Hotel in South Denver is now being used by the mayor's homeless initiative. Denver is paying $825,000 a month to lease it, nearly $10 million a year. The plan is to now buy it for around $25 million to house the migrants. Also, last year, Denver bought the Best Western Hotel for $26 million to house the homeless. Then the Radisson was purchased for $10 million a year, and the DoubleTree for around $1 million. The deal would add another $25 million on the spending of the mayor's homelessness initiative. Well, sanctuary cities. I can hear the sound, the great sucking sound of the money going into real estate. Rick Rodriguez.
I've clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut, take two, action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get by.
mayor of Denver is a feeling human being. He's robbing from the rich to give to real estate companies to buy real estate for the homeless and the migrants coming into this country. The great sucking sound of migrants coming north, the great sucking sound of Denver dollars going into real estate. And I wonder, the DoubleTree, Radisson, these motels, hotels, I wonder what kind of deal the city of Denver made with these owners behind the scene, having cigars and cognac. What a scam. Who is putting all this together? Who's making the big dollars? We're going to jump to the Middle East quickly. On Monday, Israel attacked Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. It was the first time that the war went into Lebanon, 100 kilometers. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes on a location in eastern Lebanon, which had to be targeted in the war. Several attacks were conducted on the outskirts of Baalbek in the Bekaa Valley. This hasn't happened since the 2006 war in Lebanon. Bekaa Valley had long been considered a Hezbollah stronghold. Israel choosing the attack signals a definite expanse and escalation of the ongoing conflict beyond the South Lebanon border region. Israel Defense Forces confirmed it struck Hezbollah terror targets deep inside Lebanon. Included a convoy of trucks connected to Hezbollah's arsenal defense system. 2 people killed in the attacks. Earlier in the day, an Israeli drone was downed by Hezbollah over Lebanon. Israel's military said the fresh Bekaa operation was in response to earlier launch of surface-to-air missiles by the Iranian-backed paramilitary group. Social media reported from one of the strike locations shows the damage of the burned truck and the other vehicles. Hezbollah has unleashed large waves of missiles on northern Israel throughout the day, with one missile falling near a synagogue close to Nazareth. Hezbollah sources said it was in response to Israel's Bekaa attacks, and its militants fired at least 60 rockets at an Israeli army headquarters in the Golan Heights. On Sunday, the day before, Israel Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, he warned that if a deal with Hamas is achieved, even if a deal with Hamas is achieved in the Gaza Strip, that does not mean fighting with Hezbollah will stop. Israel will not stop. Quote, if a temporary pause is reached in Gaza, we will increase the fire in the north separately. We will continue until the full withdrawal of Hezbollah from the border and the return of Israeli citizens to their homes. Israel is determined. Israel is focused. On the same day, the IDF said that it eliminated a senior Hezbollah commander, Hassan Hussein Salami, in an airstrike in southern Lebanon. And his rank was equivalent to a brigade commander. He was targeted while driving in the southern Lebanon village of Majdel. The IDF says Salami was the commander of a regional unit in Hezbollah and oversaw attacks on IDF troops and Israeli communities in northern Israel. Then I had mentioned Monday that Israel had stated to HNN, Hamas News Network, and its affiliates internationally, CNN, MSNBC, and you know the routine, all the affiliates, the British, all of the Arab news agencies, that Israel will assassinate Hezbollah leaders internationally. Israel is at war with Hamas, has been, will be, and will assassinate Hamas leaders in London, New York, wherever they may be. Al Jazeera has warned all of the Arab countries and the Islamic world that Israel will conduct assassination program, or is conducting, will conduct assassination hits on these people. It's what we do. It's what England does, what Russia does, China does. Everybody assassinates enemies. Now I'm going to, you know, as if these things weren't disturbing enough, let's go to something out of the rumor mill. This is from Patrick Wood. He's the editor of the Technocracy News and Trends. I don't want to make you sick. Hope you have a strong stomach. Fact checkers went nuts to shame people for jumping to conclusions about Tyson's partnership with Protix to get into the insect craze. Tyson will build plants to produce insect food to feed genetically modified insects, which will be fed to animals. No mention of Protix statement. We believe that feeding and growing the world's population should go hand in hand with protecting our beautiful planet. God did not make bugs for people. Protix is the world's leader in insect ingredients. We believe that feeding the growing world population should go hand in hand with protecting our beautiful planet. A huge challenge. Fortunately, the solution lies in nature itself. Insects provide low footprint proteins and other nutrients that can be processed into more sustainable feed and food. Tyson has contracted with Protix to build plants here, but notably has also made a direct equity investment and minority stake in Protix to help the company grow. No, it wasn't a small investment. I guarantee you, Tyson never invests in anything unless it is bigly, hugely. Protix founder Keys Arts said that they plan insect-based food for humans. They recently launched Enough, a range of insect-based snacks and culinary ingredients. There is a wealth of flavors to be discovered, he says. Well, I don't care for flavors that I'm not acquainted with. I like an apple, a pear, I like a hamburger, you know, I like a salsa, but I don't want bugs in my salsa. I don't want chips made out of bugs. I don't want a hamburger, a insect burger. I don't want that. I don't want barbecue bugs. Forget it. I like barbecue, but I don't want barbecue insects. Fact checkers apparently does... Well, let's see here. Tyson Foods, Inc. is on the New York Stock Exchange, one of the world's biggest food companies, reached an agreement for a twofold investment with Protix, the leading global insect ingredients company. The strategic investment will support the growth of the emerging insect ingredients industry and expand the use of insect ingredient solutions to create more efficient, sustainable proteins and lipids for use in the global food system. Hey, leave my lipids alone. The agreement combines Tyson Foods' global scale, experience, and network with Protix technology and market leadership to meet current market demand and scale production of insect ingredients. I cannot imagine what devilish, hellish items are coming to the food chain. Through a direct equity investment, Tyson Foods will acquire a minority stake in Protix to help fund its global expansion. In addition, Tyson Foods and Protix have entered a joint venture for the operation and construction of an insect ingredient facility in the continental United States. Upon completion, it will be the first at-scale facility of its kind to upcycle food manufacturing byproducts into high-quality insect proteins and lipids, which will primarily be used in the pet food, aquaculture, and livestock industries. They're going to mess with your lipids and your proteins. Our partnership with Protix represents the latest strategic investment by Tyson Foods in groundbreaking solutions that drive added value to Tyson Foods business, said John R. Tyson, Chief Financial Officer of Tyson Foods, and in my view, globalist, member of secret societies. The insect life cycle, the insect life cycle provides an opportunity for full circularity within our value chain, strengthening our commitment to building a more sustainable food system for the future. Keyes Arts, CEO of Protix, says, "We are very excited to announce the next step in our international growth strategy. Tyson Foods and Protix Strategy Partnership advances our joint work towards creating high-quality, more sustainable protein using innovative technology and solutions. Moreover, we can immediately use their existing byproducts as feedstock for our insects. This agreement is a major milestone for Protix and significantly accelerates our ambition to grow through international partnerships." So we're going to get insects from all of the countries of the world, wherever they have high populations of insects, are going to have insect farms. Wow. Protix is a fully integrated insect ingredients company, producing and processing 14,000 metric tons annually in its Netherlands facility, which has been in operation since 2019, 5 years. It serves major global companies in pet food, aquaculture feed, livestock feed, and organic fertilizer industries as the demand for insect ingredients continues to grow. Well, I'll tell you what, if it doesn't say free from pesticides and fully organic, I'm not going to eat them. I won't eat inorganic or contaminated insects. I won't do it. They'll try to make me do it, but if it doesn't say organic on the label, it's not going to be eaten by me.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
returning Saturday, March 2nd to KHNC 1360 AM, and every Saturday, March through October, It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, Saturday mornings, 11 to noon. It's the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show, topic focused, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. Submit your questions now to gardentalkradio@gmail.com or call 24/7 to 1-800-927-SHOW. That's every Saturday morning, 11 to noon, March through October.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcast for these programs and the programs of the hosts on the network, 1360KHNC.com. Programs streamed at all times, 1360KHNC.com. I don't think you want bug barbecue. You definitely don't want that. I don't want bug sushi. I don't want bug caviar. But if it's not organic, I'm not going to eat it. If they're injecting antibiotics into the bug food source, I'm not going to eat it. People don't believe there's a devil. You can't convince them. You can't convince them there's a God. You can't convince people that there are invisible things that make things go bump in the night. But there are. And you can't convince people that there are members in powerful, millions, millions of very powerful people that rule the nations of the world and work with the governments of the world to steal everything that you work for, to have an influence and a hand on your life from cradle to grave. We do have freedoms to an extent, but these people have planned our future, where we're going to travel, what we're going to eat, how we're going to think. Millions of them. And these people, they do believe in gods, not just a god. They do believe in the God of heaven. They do know he exists. They do believe in a very powerful spiritual force called Lucifer, because they worship him. And they do believe in demons. They believe in that world because it is that world that they contact. They're in contact with that world, and they receive intelligence, intel, direction from that world. This is why that intelligence from that world is saying, feed people bugs. You make it, it's like building a baseball field. You build it, they will come. You put it into production, they will eat it. So I see a devil. I know of a devil. I know he exists. I know the demons exist, the fallen angels exist, that God and his holy angels exist, that there are wicked, evil people in the world that serve Satan, and their intention is to cause harm, pain, misery, suffering, and death to as many people as they can get away with. Now, going back over to the Middle East, let's go back to what's happening there in the Red Sea as you go through the canal, Suez Canal, from the south to the north into the Mediterranean. The Houthis in Yemen have been attacking ships, disrupting the flow of goods. You see, it is an international army. It's just one branch of many Islamic terrorist groups internationally. Well, this is out of HalTurnerRadioShow.com. This was 2 days ago. Major internet cables were cut in the Red Sea by the Houthis in Yemen. And here's the in that cable network, here is what the damage created. Channels between Oman and Somalia were interrupted. The channel between Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, the UAE, Iran, Egypt, and India was also interrupted. The channel between the Egypt and Europe that runs along the bottom of the Mediterranean and Red Sea has been cut. The channel between Jordan, Oman, and India, cut. Then there's the Simiwi 4, that's what they call it. It's the longest maritime communication cable, 20,000 kilometers, connects Europe with Africa, as well as Gulf countries and Asia, which includes India, Myanmar, and Malaysia. The next cable that was cut was the EIG, which is called the Europe-India Gateway. And it's a 15,000-kilometer cable, which connects Great Britain with Europe. and Africa and the Middle East. There was a channel between Europe and Asia that was cut. Seacom connects Asia with the sea country, with the countries in South Africa. There was another cable that connects Asia, which includes China, mainland China, and Japan. Another cable, Europe, with the Gulf countries, Africa, Asia, including Thailand, Vietnam, South Korea, Australia. The final one was the AAE, number one. 25,000 kilometers connects Europe with continental and the island of, in Asia, Myanmar, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand. So these cables were cut by the Houthis in Yemen. So, as I mentioned back in October, when Israel was attacked by Hamas out of Gaza, that was the, you might say that was the call of the Islamic terrorists internationally to go to war with the world and begin the subjection of the infidels internationally. That's basically the way they put it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer. A lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss 1 second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado, so call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the Exhibit Building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado.
Phone number 970-581-5231. See you there.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
So the Islamic world is now, has begun its plan, its agenda, to take over countries of the world. They also have a new world order, a caliphate world order. I listen to radio and YouTube. I try to go to sites, news. And one thing that is always in the background, always, whether I get info out of France or England or out of Pakistan, India, not so much South America, Europe, there is in the background, there is always terrorist activity, bombings, murders, stabbings, rapes. Well, out of Sputnik International 2 days ago, Berlin was caught backing Islamist extremist groups in Russia. Berlin has been sucked headlong into the NATO proxy war against Russia and Ukraine, and a German state-sponsored NGO, it turns out, is not so secretly supporting Russian members of a radical Islamic group seeking to establish a global caliphate while simultaneously banning the organization from operating inside of Germany. But we'll let it operate in Russia. Hizut Tahrir, it's called the Party of Liberation, a radical Salafist group recognized as a terrorist organization by the Russian court in 2003, banned in Germany the same year for promoting violence and hate speech, has been getting sympathetic coverage and expressions of solidarity from taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations for suspected members and affiliates in Crimea. Hizbut Tahrir, hard to pronounce. One such NGO, Ukraine Verstehen, has published an entire series of pieces sympathetic to the extremists on the website, characterizing Crimean Tartars as imprisoned for associating with, I'm just going to call it HUT, as political prisoners. A novel argument made by one of the NGO's pieces acknowledges that while HUT is banned in South Germany and both Germany and Russia, it's not barred from operating in Ukraine before Crimea broke off from Ukraine and rejoined Russia. The double standard of Germany's approach to HUT is glaring, particularly among long-standing and long unaddressed concerns among many ordinary Germans about the potential radicalization of the nation's Muslim community, while the government in Berlin appears to focus its resources and attention elsewhere. German media sounded the alarm about HUT-inspired organizations, affiliated demonstrators in cities across the country, and affiliated demonstrators in cities across the country last November. In connection with the crisis in the Middle East, with article after article voicing public fears about radical terrorism, opportunities to recruit young people on the wave of popular anger against Israel's war in Gaza. And these people are these supporters of Islam and supporters of Hamas in Gaza have been totally brainwashed, I guess is the only way. MK-Ultra is the way I phrase it, to the point where there was a young man went in front of the Israeli embassy, I don't remember where it was it in France, or it was here in the United States, doused himself with gasoline and lit himself on fire in support for Hamas in Gaza and in protest to Israel and the supposed genocide occurring in Gaza. And this is the power of this type of thinking. So a report, investigations into a viral social media campaign known as Generation Islam and Muslim Interactive have turned up suspect links to HUT, and the group's banners have been spotted at some protests. Islam has declared to the Islamic world has basically been given orders to begin the Operation Earth to take over the world for Islam. A report put out by the Cologne-based Center for Strategic... I'm trying to look beyond my microphone here. For strategy and higher leadership think tank in January found the German sense of security has dropped to its lowest level in years, with the majority seeing Islamist extremist groups on par with right-wing extremists as major threats to safety, and over 80% of those polled saying they have no confidence in the federal government's migration policy. This is a strategy of the United States administration, the present administration, destabilize the world, and we can go in and occupy the present truth.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1, let me know us. 15 falling, floating waves, calling, calling.
So I guess you would call this Operation Global Caliphate. Operation Global Caliphate. Islam is at war with the nations of the world. This is I believe the CIA is behind much of the immigration strategies into Italy, France, England, Germany, European nations, because you, just like the strategy here in Colorado, the great sucking sound of immigrants coming through the border into Denver, Colorado, and the great sucking sound of Denver dollars going to purchase these big hotels that will become the residence, nice places, and you'll have the homeless and the illegal, what would you call them? Illegal visitors that are going to be occupying these shelters or these facilities also. And the guess who's picking up the tab? The people in Denver that own homes, you're picking up the tab. It's your taxes, your property taxes. And you thought you were the people in Denver thought they were going to get someone that cared for the people of Denver, the residents of Denver, the property owners. And they pull in this guy, Michael Johnson, the globalist, just another globalist. Same philosophy, no different than the last mayor of Denver. You just passed the same strategy, the same United Nations, One New World Order objective and plan from one mayor to the next mayor. And the first mayor that just left, I forgot his name, this guy is not probably going to live in Denver. He's going to find a nice location elsewhere outside of the country and spend a lot of time there. Because Denver has now, like San Francisco, has become a hellhole. Somebody was just telling me they had gone into Denver a week ago and they could not believe the trash, the people on the streets, the people begging for money, the crime has gone up. And then you have Operation International or Operation Global Caliphate. That's what I better call it. Operation Global Caliphate. Islam will not take over the world. The New World Order, secret society, families will not take over the world. And I'm going to say something that's going to be offensive to them. They hate Israel. They're doing everything they can to destroy Israel and Jewish people. And within 8 to 10 years, Israel is going to be the center of the world. And God will establish his millennial kingdom in Jerusalem in the nation of Israel. We'll visit tomorrow, see what transpires overnight. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844. Oh,
as the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.